It's Track Review.
Hi, everyone. Anthony Fantano here, internet's busiest music nerd. You know who it is. Thank you for being here for another one of these audio track review podcasts. I'm going to keep doing them for as long as it seems like a good idea. The band we're going to feature in this review is Canada's Rural Alberta Advantage. These guys are setting out to release their second full-length LP titled Departing on Saddle Creek Records. Of course, in 2008, these guys put out a self-released album, which was titled Hometowns. Now, after that album got a lot of buzz in the underground, Saddle Creek Records came in 2009 and re-released the album. And if you read around, look for reviews, The Rural Alberta Advantage, Hometowns, you'll see comparisons to Neutral Milk Hotel, Arcade Fire, a lot of different popular indie rock bands. And I wouldn't necessarily say this is because this band sounds exactly like those groups, but they emulated a lot of different sounds on that album. They really hopped from style to style, from sound to sound, and I'm really hoping they kind of found a sound that is theirs, or something that they're at least going to stick to on this upcoming album. There were songs on that album, Hometowns, that I liked a lot. There were others that I didn't, but obviously, you know, we're all looking for a little bit more cohesiveness. Let's give a listen to the first track to drop from this new album. It's titled Stamp, and we'll talk about it a little bit after it's over. Here we go. Let me clap for you. Very nice. Man, first thing that hit me about that track was how powerful this band's drummer is. I remembered that from Hometowns, their first album, but I'm glad that's still a key point of their music, one of those defining pieces that makes Rural Alberta Advantage who they are. Just really tight percussion, just obviously one of the strongest things these guys have going for them. And the track opens with these minor guitar chords, really moody, really tense, downstroked very evenly, and I really like this guy's voice. I think his name is Paul Banwat. But this guy's voice, really nasally, kind of gruff, reminds me a little bit of the Tallest Man on Earth's vocal style. And as the song kind of builds past just vocals, guitar, and drums, you've got keyboards in the background, background vocals, a lot of other things too. In the second verse, you know, you have another guitar kind of playing some licks in there, and it's all layered and mixed really well, even if it is maybe a little too compressed, a little too bombastic and loud and in your face. You know, still, it sounds like a band playing together. It's not a bad recording. And I love how the song breaks down after the verse. Listen to this. That to me sounds like something out of a spaghetti western. I really like it. And there's something so country about the twang on the guitar riffs in the background on the second verse too. Now, all of the parts here are nice and sound well enough. I wouldn't say any of them are really spectacular, but the Rural Alberta Advantage hits you with so many different sounds just transitioning one piece into another so quickly, and, you know, building another sound into a section that they've already been playing. It all comes to you all at once, and it's sort of like a sensory overload, but, you know, from a pop perspective, and that in and of itself makes it kind of a memorable track. I really like this final build that they do at the end of the track here too. Give a listen to this. Everything blaring at once, Not a lot of instruments are there, but the Rural Alberta Advantage just brought a lot of variation into the fold with these quiet lows, these loud peaks. They really know how to break up a song into chorus and verses, but also add in subtle transitions that make the track feel like it's so much more than just A, B, A, B, A, B. If there's another thing I have to say that's kind of likable about this track, it's the passion in the vocals. The lyrics ain't bad either. A lot of people have spoken lyrics about love and said, ooh, it's never gonna last, almost to the point where it feels really cliche. But Paul sounds like he means it. He's sincere. And that in and of itself is pretty hard to find in a lot of today's music. Now, the sound overall borders on being a little too slick for me. And that style, this style, totally falls into this modern indie rock pop suit that I could see like Matt and Kim fans getting down with. It's not totally my cup of tea, but I see a lot of talent here and I like that. It's very promising. I actually have to interview these guys for a website, noisevox.org, very soon. And, partially I was listening to this because I'm curious, also because it's kind of my job. I do have to listen to this album a little bit before I talk to them, but knowing that I'm liking this album a little bit more than their last so far is kind of putting me at ease about the interview, so smiles about that. I'm kind of feeling like a decent to strong 7 on this. Really promising, really nice. And there were a couple tracks that I've heard so far that I like a little bit more than this one. Still, I wish maybe it was a little less compressed, because it does feel really loud and kind of just like, you know, a manipulated kind of loud. Like maybe the band isn't really that loud in person, but just this loud on recording because of just, you know, post-production. But, you know, oh well. Decent track. And, let me know what you guys thought of it at twitter.com/theneedledrop. Just shoot me a tweet, and hope you enjoyed this track as much as I did. Thanks for listening. Forever.